This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm here in studio with Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. Mayor Renner, less than a week ago, we learned that State Farm has decided to demolish its former headquarters building in downtown Bloomington after its initial plans to sell the building fell through. WGLT, we spoke to you a few hours after that was announced, but now that some time has passed, what do you make of that decision and what it could mean for downtown?
Well, I think if it were to go through, obviously it would be bad for downtown. And I will do everything I can, and I think the council is united in trying to do everything that we can to prevent demolition of the State Farm building downtown. And there are many things that we are working on right now over the next couple of weeks, and we will see whether or not they bear fruit.
So the demolishing decision was a bit surprising to at least us on the outside world, folks in the media. We thought a sale was going to be happening.
Right.
How much warning do you and the city get when a decision like that is made?
Well, it depends on the decision. In this case, we heard, I believe Tim Gleason heard about 90 minutes before it was released, and Tim called me. So I probably heard maybe 85 minutes or so, you know, before it happened. It obviously was surprising. It wasn't totally shocking because we know that it's been something that they've been interested in and acting upon. But certainly there are there's certainly still some options that I think we can pursue in working with State Farm over the next few weeks.
Does that strike you as odd that the city only gets an hour and a half heads up on something like that?
Well, I think that's up to the individual business or whatever. I mean, the State Farm owns the building, so or whoever, decides on doing whatever they're going to do, private businesses can do what they'd like to do. So I don't know what the timetable was at their end or what other things they were facing. That's really hard to say. Obviously, I'm not in their shoes, so I can't really comment on that.
Because it seems like if the city, you and the city manager, is interested in trying to stop demolition from happening, finding some other solution here, it feels like those negotiations could have been happening, behind the scenes before an announcement is made like this. It strikes me the timing is seems odd.
Yes, I think that we've certainly been in touch with State Farm from the moment that they decided that they wanted to sell the building. We've had a lot of conversations with the people who were the potential buyers and their agents about how we might help try to promote the renting out of the various floors. And that's some of it is just the nature. I mean, it's an incredible building for us. It's got great historic value. And as we understand, it's in pretty good shape. But it is somewhat awkward. It's not the obvious building that a single business or even two businesses would just come in and occupy. You'd have to have lots of different tenants. And so there could be any number of possibilities moving forward, and those are, things that we want to explore. But certainly I'm committed, and as I say, the council's committed to doing anything we can to prevent demolition.
Hmm. Well, to that end, there is a new part of the city's zoning code that is what's called a demolition review process, where
correct.
Once a property owner is pursuing demolition, they file that permit. That permit goes through a review process if the building is X number of years old. That's a very formal way for the city to try to intervene.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're talking about a more informal conversation.
I'm talking about much more informal, absolutely.
Yeah, is that mechanism, though, something you think the city would employ if these informal talks don't yield what you want?
That would really have to be up to the council and the zoning board. That's not something necessarily that I would advocate. I think at this point we're having informal conversations.
Gotcha. Well, there are a lot of government agencies, government things that are downtown that
right.
may or may not be looking for homes, right? Connect Transit is looking for a spot to put a transfer center. The library has talked about needing more space.
Even City Hall. I mean, it was
City Hall, yeah.
Normal has put in two City Hall since we built ours. Ours, as I joke, was built in the era of Mad Men. It's just we don't have the alcohol and the tobacco that's used in it compared to episodes of Mad Men. So I believe it was 1960 that it was built. So
do you think there's a government use potentially for a building like the State Farm building?
Not the whole thing, but for certainly for parts of it. Yes.
So the current City Hall, as you say, is from the era of Mad Men. In what ways is it not is I mean you that's a joke, but in what ways is it actually not meeting the city's needs? Is it are there
it's way, we're it's way doing? Too big for it's, that oh, yeah. yeah you know we're way too big, and we have I mean it was built in a time where Bloomington had 30 some thousand people and we have now 80,000 people. We have a $220 million budget. We've got many other needs. It's also frankly if we have serious investors coming from out of town that might want to invest, it's embarrassing to meet in my office, for example. So now we might, it's better to meet in Chris Koos's office or to meet in other places. But basically, it's the same stained carpet that was there 27, 28 years ago, even the same furniture, the same everything. And certainly when I came in, the city manager had said, you know, what do you want to do to redecorate your office? And I said, nothing. No, I don't want to spend any, you know, taxpayer money on it. And we, but we do have downtown artists. Who have are displaying their works in the city at no cost to taxpayers, of course. So some of that was, you know, there's a variety of reasons why the current city hall is not really a showcase for much of anything other than maybe 1960 or 1961.
So right after State Farm said that it was planning to demolish the building downtown, City Manager Tim Gleason, we got a statement from him, and one of the things he said was, quote, today's announcement is a reality that must be accepted. So that statement makes it sound like it's a done deal and the city's willing to accept demolition. So I guess what changed between then and now?
I think their decision is a reality. I don't know that it's a reality that is to be accepted that we can't do anything about and that we might not have some informal conversations about. Including, obviously, would have to involve Mr. Gleason as a city manager, as well as myself as mayor. And then if some things bear fruit, then we branch out from there. And so I would say stay tuned.
That is Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. Thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas.
Thanks, Ryan.
I'm Ryan Denham.
The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular and special council meetings. 2 weeks from now, you'll hear from Normal Mayor Chris Koos.